Welcome to the Sports Brewery Podcast. I'm Alex Braga. If you have any suggestions for our trivia or our list segment that happened at the end of the show, you can holler at us on Twitter at Jeromney, at TSB Ski, at TSB Pod. Give me the mic. Give me the mic. Yeah. Give me the mic. Yeah. Novelist gonna be mad cause then we win a bus first. But the bloodthirst be taking over like Vegeta when he got cursed. But what's worse, getting hit by a train and me dropping a verse off of the top of the brain like Crane. I'm insane. Membrane, my cypress high. Heady verses, kick just kill a man off the tip like a silly fan with funky lyrics and a dental plan.
My hair is getting absurdly long.
Figure that shit out. I was thinking that about me today.
I know, right?
It's not good.
I'll say I get out of the shower, I kind of look, I could be like Polly Walnuts from Sopranos with my hair. A young Pat Riley.
A fucking young Pat Riley.
Well, he's still
what dream world are you living in? Where you think you look like a young Pat Riley?
I got better hair than Pat Riley. My shit's so fucking thick.
I actually believe that.
They should make a GIF with that chick saying, "Oh, it's so thick." They're talking about how thick my fucking hair is.
Pat's hair, I mean, he was slicking it back in like 84.
Yeah.
And it was pretty thin back then.
Yeah.
He looks great.
But it stayed the same.
I know. No, his hair has been 75 for 40 years. So now that he is 75, it looks amazing.
Can't fuck with his hair, man.
Isn't that the thing, dudes that like keep their hair like that, like well in their 70s, just like pull all the tail from old ladies?
Well, no, you would think so.
Yeah, those are the guys who are having kids in their 70s. You know? That's like what's Mick Jagger. Like Mick Jagger just had a kid a couple of years ago. That dude's like legit in his 80s. Like, and he's still having children. It's unbelievable. I know money's cool. Like money's great. But really? You're going to have some 80-year-old dude's kid? Really?
Well, not going to be there too long. At least you get to enjoy that shit.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, then hopefully you're in the will. That'd be like the biggest double cross ever. She has your kid and then she's not in your will. Yeah, I'm leaving it all to the kid.
Right.
And they can't access it until they're like 22.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all in there under their social security number.
Oh.
So shall we talk primarily for the next hour or so about my Oakland Athletics?
I mean, no. It's the hot goss, right?
I mean, that's all I really am here for. The problem I'm having now is that so the A's advance beat the White Sox first playoff series win since 2006, 14 years, and I obviously it's because it's a 3-game series, so they didn't get to go to the back end of their rotation and blow it like they usually do. But now they play the Astros. So the Astros coming into the playoffs with a losing record, probably going to end up beating Oakland because that's just how the world works. And so now we're going to talk about the Astros, you know, being deep into the playoffs, even though everybody hates them. They're cheaters. And they will have a losing record. So that's baseball in 2020.
In fairness to the Astros, they are 500 now.
Why are you going in fairness to the Astros?
I'm just saying.
Why are you playing devil's advocate with the Astros?
This is just journalistic integrity. Mm-hmm. They numbers are 31 and they are 31-31 right now.
Numbers don't lie.
Are you going to pull off that Tottenham logo on your hat and it's going to be a big Astros logo?
Big Ooh.
Wouldn't surprise me at this point. Wouldn't surprise me. By the way, something we missed last week that, like, we didn't really get a chance to talk much baseball, but Verlander getting Tommy John surgery.
He's done.
He had the surgery. He's 37 years old. He's done, right?
Unless he can maybe come back for 2 years in, like, I could see him going John Smoltz style and coming out of the pen for, say, you know, save those pitches, number of pitches. He hasn't got that many left, so.
Yeah, just.
I mean,
coming in the ninth inning, throw heat. But who knows how much he's going to have left on that. You know, after Tommy John at that age, you're not going to be pushing high 90s.
You come back stronger after TJ.
Maybe. Yeah, but that's when you're younger. you know, he's going to be 38, 39 years old by the time he's able to come back. That's tough, even if you're 100%, and even if you've never had surgery on your arm. So I don't know, you know, it's a crappy way to go out for Verlander, because obviously he's had a super long, good career. So, you know, just that, you know, just something I was thinking about last week that never had a chance to actually touch on.
Is he first ballot?
Yeah, without question.
Right. I mean, he's got, does he have
Cy Youngs?
Two?
You don't need many. You don't need many. If you have the longevity that a guy like him has had, and then Cy Youngs, and just, you know, just putting up numbers the way he has consistently.
He's got the ring now too. So it kind of all.
Yeah. Without question.
I will say,
you know, baseball is different, you know, the Hall of Fame, but he is 100%
first. Because I don't think he will be associated really with the cheating Astros.
No.
I think it's all the hitters will kind of, you know, in the future, you know, if it comes up for Hall votes, they'll get looked at. But
that's a good question. That's a good question, though. How do Hall of Fame voters look at these guys, like, down the road?
It's just one year. They won't care.
Well, when you look at Altuve's numbers.
I don't know that it was just one year.
Altuve split stats between this year and last year, I mean, that's staggering difference.
They've played 60 games. I mean, I'm just saying.
Be able to get some hits.
Again, devil's advocate Stroh's fan here, King.
Definitely a deep down Stroh's fan.
When you look at the splits between last year and this year, it's 60 games.
That's plenty to know what's happening.
Ugh.
I will say,
doesn't that usually 60 games? Doesn't that usually get you to June 1st in the regular season?
Yeah. it was always like the first 30 games is kind of, you know, if people are struggling after that, then there's a problem. Can remember when it was one of those years kind of back end of Poppy's career. You know, he got off to a really slow start, you know, ended up having a really good year after that. But there's that line you get close to. Like, I think it's about 30 games where you're like, all right, maybe something is wrong with swing mechanics, anything like that. But I will say the staggering thing from these baseball playoffs is some of the shit I didn't know. Like, was it the Marlins have never lost a playoff series?
Well, yeah, they've only made it twice.
They've won World Series at it.
That is crazy.
The Marlins stats are funny, you know, like that. They've never lost a playoff series. And that if you multiplied their division titles by a billion, they'd still have two more World Series titles.
Yeah. And then what was it? The Twins have lost
18 straight.
18 straight.
Which
is impossible. Crazy. Right? Yeah. Impossible.
Yeah. That is fucking incredible. Like, we're gonna look back on that streak along with, you know, other futility streaks, like the Mariners not making the playoffs or something like that. Like,
well, it's worse because they're making the playoffs.
They're making the playoffs.
Not even getting a W.
18 is
crazy. That's what makes yesterday's Astros victory tour so funny. Is they're now 31-31, and they beat a team that has lost 18 straight playoff games in a best of three. I mean,
I know.
I laughed when their official Twitter account was like, "We stay winning, you stay mad."
Yeah.
You're 31-31.
Yeah, yeah. You've increased your record to 500 in the playoffs.
There's been some good, like, Twitter, whoever's running the team's accounts.
Yeah, by the way, are you sure you weren't the one who tweeted that, King? Do you run Astros Twitter account?
Stay mad.
Yeah, right.
Stay mad.
Was it the Blue Jays and the – were they playing the Rays? Is that who that was, I think? And the Blue Jays, I think, to start the series, had a little picture of, like, Bichette and Guerrero and Biggio as, like, little kids with, like, pictures of their dad. And it's like, the time is now. And once the Rays won, the Rays guys sent out, like, well, it wasn't this year, fellas. So, you know,
it was like, the time is delayed.
Yeah.
All right, how are we feeling about these three-game series? Like, we knew they were going to happen, but...
I mean, like you said, three-game series, anyone could win. That's why I'm not surprised.
Is this something that should be adopted in the future?
No, they'll never do it.
As an A's fan, I think it definitely should be, but I understand why everybody's saying no.
Like, I'll preface
if they want to expand the playoffs and have, like, you know, how they did with the college playoffs where they have, like, a bunch of playing games now. Mm-hmm. You could do a handful of little three-game series like that to see who's, like, the wild cards.
See, I like that, too.
Division champions should not be playing a three-game series.
I like that, too.
Too many crazy shit could happen.
The play-in wild card game, I like that better as a three-game series, too. So I think
extends the baseball playoffs go so long.
It does. Well, again, that's why I brought up the question, too. It's like, if we're going every series in the playoffs is this long, drawn-out series, like, it kind of, you know, average fan who doesn't really give a fuck about baseball, who tunes in only for the playoffs, it's hard for it to hold my interest. So like, that might be, you know, that first round or something, you drop that to three games, and then, the ones that really matter – I don't know. I guess they all matter, but the ones that really matter, you know, the ALCS or the NLCS, like, then you switch those to longer series. But I don't know. I'm just bringing up the question.
You can't play 162 games, the longest season in the fucking world, and then have it decided in a three-game series where, you know, look at the Padres. They have two of their starters not pitching. They throw Paddock. He gets his tits lit.
Yeah.
And they won tonight, but all of a sudden they're in trouble. And that could happen to the number one seed.
But it's unfair, and they'll never do it this way.
It's a better watch.
It's a great watch because the playoffs started on Tuesday, and on Wednesday I woke up and four teams were facing elimination.
It took 2 days for half the field to get eliminated.
I will say that 9 a.m. to like 9 p.m. baseball on nonstop.
Pretty good.
It's fucking great. Amazing.
It's pretty good. And the hot mic.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was one of those in the Oakland game today. Big old F-bomb. And the announcer was like, well, live television in front of no fans, ladies and gentlemen. There you go.
The words are going to echo through the stadium.
That's such a standard response there from booth guy.
Yeah. Well, they're taught to, like, not say anything at all.
Don't
acknowledge it. Yeah.
But it's. You should. It's fucking hilarious. It's hilarious. But it's always a dude pops it up and he's just like, motherfuck! As loud as he can. And it's fucking, that's what anyone would do in that situation,
that's
too.
Sports.
The one I liked, you know, it echoes because there's no crowd, obviously, was like a week and a half ago, Aaron Boone got into it with the home plate on.
Yeah.
It's just like, you keep fucking kicking it. You fucking kick his slider pisses on a penis, but you don't got to keep sucking. You're kicking shit. And the person in the booth who's broadcasting it remotely is like, well.
Turn off the boom mic.
WB Mason. Nobody beats the Mason. God.
Well, it was last year. You remember? It was like one of the bigger things that happened was Boone getting ejected.
Yeah.
And he goes out there and they had some mic on it and they, you know, someone else put it out, but it's like him yelling at this guy.
The other direction,
yeah,
dude.
It's like, yeah, Boone's like, dude, my guys are fucking monsters and you're like fucking them essentially. And it, and that's the thing that people love.
Yes.
Oh, it's great.
Yes. But also you can't have that on Fox at 4 p.m. Kid comes home from school. Obviously, nobody's coming home from school right now. Maybe a third of the country flips on the old ball game.
You want to spend a great
you're
like
fucking us, Bill? You're fucking us. You want to bend over? You're so you can shove it in deeper. Fuck you, Bill.
The best part of Booney's thing was like his favorite thing that he said a bunch was "be better," which just like
I love that.
That just stings someone right there. Be better.
Do better at your job.
Yeah.
Love it.
You want a great 30 or 40 minutes? Go watch YouTube videos of Earl Weaver getting ejected. You're welcome. It's phenomenal.
Yeah. Set aside an afternoon.
Yeah.
So y'all see Tatis tonight? Two bombs.
Broke some unwritten rules,
They were very close to being knocked out, and that would be a shame. Because they're legit fun. Yes, Padres.
I didn't watch much of that game, but I saw
he did a real big bat flip. Tatis.
Machado right after that really pimped that one out.
Back to back huge pimp jobs. Yeah. I love it though. This is why baseball is fun, is this stuff right here. And I love that this year, like, it seems like every year over the last few years, we've had a new young kid who's going to be the future of baseball kind of emerge. And Tatis is fucking that. And he is so much fun to watch.
Backtracking a little bit, but on the fun to watch front, did you guys see what Ronald Acuna Jr. did today after he hit a bomb?
No, I saw like the story, but I haven't actually seen it yet.
So he flips his bat a little, you know, whatever, just pimps it for about 20 steps, stops, looks, bends over, and pretends to take a selfie before he continues to. It's so good. It's so good. It's so good. You got to look it up. It's
and
great.
He didn't have the ball thrown at his face.
Did not.
Wow.
Well, it's the playoffs.
Yeah, props.
You know,
next year.
That's also, that's in the mix of, I think the Reds went 22 innings in a row without scoring against the Braves there.
Yeah.
You can't be getting any extra guys on base because you ain't scoring any runs.
Yeah, it's true. Love it, man. Love it. The Braves are full of those guys, too. They're just young guys who rake. It's good shit. Baseball's fun. This is when baseball's fun.
Playoffs. Gives us something to watch because NBA playoffs is not fun to watch. This championship, not fun.
It's just might as well one just, game.
Yeah, and you lose.
Well, I guess, Adebayo. That's true. So, yeah. Well, the thing about the playoffs, the NBA playoffs, is I've actually enjoyed it up until this point.
Yeah,
I thought the games have been crisp. The pace of the playoffs, you know, since they're there and there's no travel, they're playing every other day. It was good basketball.
It was.
Then they got to the finals, and I was like, "Boy, this just feels wrong." There's no it just like when both teams wrapped up.
It's anticlimactic. Yeah,
but there's just no feel to it. Yeah. Like when, you know, LeBron is sitting there being extra, extra with his shoes off, signifying a tough day in the confetti. And there's just no one there. And the coach gets up, Vogel's like, you know, we did this for the team and for the city. And we want you to know we're not done. And there was no like.
There's nobody there.
So weird.
Did you by chance happen to watch any of the Stanley Cup finals?
No.
I did not know it was the finals until game six.
No clue. Yeah.
Well, did you see the celebration after that, you know, when they won?
I did not.
It was very blasé. It just like, oh, you won. Hey, nice job. You know, they're all trying to go wild, but it's until you see pictures of the players with the cup now. Have you seen those?
Oh my God. Florida, what are you doing? They're just going down the lines, just chugging booze out of the cup. I know Florida's weird, but what are we doing?
Well, weird is the wrong word for Florida.
I see that partially as they didn't have anyone to celebrate. You know, it was just them. No, the fans weren't, you know, there's no fans to celebrate the win.
There is an argument.
So they finally see some fans and they're like, oh, all right, time to fucking party here. Let's go.
Oh boy. Back to the NBA. Cause you know, you mentioned LeBron sitting there with his shoes off, just kind of chilling, not really celebrating at all. It like that felt like when you have like summer basketball camp, like you go to the Oregon basketball camp during the summer, and at the last day they hand out like awards or whatever. Like it felt like that. So like, and nobody who's at the camp gives a fuck. Like nobody cares. But for whatever reason, you know, like Ernie Kent comes over and is like, hey, time to give out some awards. Marty! Like whatever, you know, you're the best seventh grader in the camp. Like, all right, here's a piece of paper and a basketball that everybody else gets, by the way. It's like, okay, cool, I guess. And so it's like the Lakers are such a, like, we all know the Lakers are going to win the title. Everybody knew the Lakers were going to win the title pretty much when the playoffs started because they're the Lakers. They have LeBron.
They were the Clippers.
You thought the Bucks, no. You thought the Clippers had a chance. I did Bucks not co-sign them a run on that.
I thought the Bucks could have given them a run in the finals.
Clippers. I think the Clippers were the favorite coming into the
bubble.
You
said the Clippers have a better roster than the Lakers.
They do. They do. There is not from three down. There is not a single Laker that's better than the third best Clipper all the way down. There's just not.
Wow. You're just selling Kuzma short.
And I thought the Bucks. I thought the Bucks could battle them.
That's the problem, though, is you don't need to go beyond that because you have LeBron and AD.
Well, and then on the Clippers
front. Dwight Howard playing his balls off right now, by the way.
He's playing well.
He is,
But
like nobody, to be fair, nobody really saw that coming. So,
did you read anything about the Clippers implosion in the bubble? Do you read any of those articles? Boy, what a disaster they were.
Like, yeah.
Literally the only ones that wanted to be there were Kawhi and Paul George. The other ones, Lou Williams wanted to get kicked out of the bubble.
All right.
You tried.
Harold took as long as he could to get to the bubble. So did Beverly. And then Beverly wouldn't practice to get in shape. So once the game started, he couldn't stay on the court. Boy, they were a disaster.
And you could have had me fooled, by the way, because Kawhi and PG played like absolute trash most of the time they were there too.
I don't know if we've talked about this, but coming into the playoffs, there was this narrative, which I thought was dumb, but if Kawhi wins the title, it'll be his third title with three teams. LeBron's kind of doing the same thing. And does that make Kawhi better than LeBron? Because he beat him twice. You know, that was the narrative, right? But then you watch the playoffs. Have we seen the best of Kawhi Leonard's physical being already gone?
Yeah.
Because he looked tired in the bubble.
He's kind of physically limited to begin with. Like he's already kind of like a plodding player. Like he's not quick. He can shoot kind of from the outside. You know, he's good defensively.
He's a mid-range shooter.
Yeah, that's mid-range guy, okay around the rim. But that's his whole game. And he has to have opportunities to be able to do that. And in that offense, he just didn't. Like, you know, with the Spurs, like, he was, you know, second fiddle a lot of the time. And, you know, with the Raptors, you know.
He was about third fiddle even for the Spurs.
Exactly.
Maybe fourth. I mean, Duncan was still there, wasn't he? Right?
Yeah, he was aging a little bit title.
But, I mean, he still had Parker and Ginobili to, you know, carry it all on their back if need be. And with Toronto, I mean, he had DeRozan and Lowry.
Yep,
they had a good team.
Not DeRozan. DeRozan was part of the trade.
Because DeRozan was
part of the trade.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah,
they had Danny Green and Lowry.
Who else was on there? They had someone else that was had
a Siakam. Siakam blew up.
Fucking what's
OG Anunoby.
OG Anunoby. Yeah. Well, they had a good team. Like an entire team, which was solid.
Yeah, you might be onto something.
But then you put him now where he's like, you know, Paul George is Paul George. You know, he's going to get his points. I don't think Paul George is a great team player. You know, I don't think he really necessarily makes a team that much better. So you put Kawhi in charge of like being the man. He's just not that player, I don't think.
No. Yeah, I'm out.
He's a team player. That's his like strength, I guess you would say.
Yeah, I get a feeling.
Makes the team as a whole better.
I get a feeling that fast forward, just backtrack 16 months ago, they get Kawhi, they get Paul George. It's this big thing. Ballmer buys out the entire city of Inglewood to build this $1 billion stadium. At the end of next year, Kawhi and Paul George are just gonna bounce because they don't like each other.
Yeah.
And they're just going to have this $7 billion arena in Inglewood. And they're just the fucking Clippers.
Oh, I saw the memes for – and there's a whole thing with Kyrie and KD. Like, there's, like, a picture of them talking about, like, here's the moment where they decided to team up together. And there was one with AD and LeBron. And then they show one of Paul George and Kawhi. And Kawhi's, like, kind of, like, almost, like, rolling his eyes at him or kind of, like, looking away from him.
Legit question.
Because that's it.
Is like, do you think anybody is actually friends with Kawhi Leonard? Like, does he make friends? Like, I'm legitimately wondering, like, if he has any real life friends.
I'm sure, but
I know he has like a wife and kids. Like, that's a
but
thing.
He's definitely a recluse. Yeah. Like, I remember reading after Kobe's death, they were talking about how that pilot was Kawhi's pilot for in season, and I'm like, oh, he's doing the Kobe thing where he takes the helicopter in from Hermosa Beach, and it's like, no, he lives in San Diego.
Yeah.
I'm like, but he plays in LA. Like, well, and then the article's like, well, he rents out a hotel room so he can get rest on game days. But yes, he lives in. I was like, wow, okay.
So you're saying he's not going out to dinner with the guys after the
game? No, he's after the game. He's on that chopper going right back down to, you know, San Diego. All right.
Well, here's a hypothetical for you, just to kind of gauge where you guys think Kawhi
Spanish
is.
Spanish for a whale's vagina, as we know.
You take Kawhi right now, you insert him on the Blazers. Blazers don't lose anyone else. It's that team plus Kawhi. Are they contending with the Lakers for a title?
What does he add?
Exactly what they don't have is a forward, which is helpful. Guy that can actually play defense, which is helpful.
Yeah.
And then you let Lillard take like all the, you know, the spotlight off him and let him just kind of like work, because that's kind of – he's kind of robotic and just like, I want to just work hard and do this. I mean
– I'm struggling with that one.
Right?
I don't know that – because, yes, you wouldn't say no to having Kawhi Leonard on your team. But, like, just what – so, you know, and it could just be this bubble was not made for Kawhi Leonard. He's like,
He's being around a teammate.
Happen to be around everybody. And yeah, it could just be that, you know, not everybody's built for this. And so he just flat out struggled. And that's cool. I don't know that as a player, that he would really add much value. Like the defense, yes, sure. But, I mean, he's not going to – do you feed him the rock and let him take over a situation? No.
No, that's why
You have two guys ahead of him to do that on the Blazers.
Well, you could – just think of running a pick and roll with Kawhi and Dame.
Yeah, but he's not – he's like – what is he, like 6'1", maybe?
He's bigger than that.
6'3"? I don't even know. Yeah, he's not a big imposing guy. He's a mid-range dude. I don't know. I don't know. Would you guys want him on Portland?
Kawhi's 6'7", by the way.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah.
That tells you though
7'2" reach.
That like, tells you how I look at him though, because he plays so small.
And hands as big as a catcher's mitt. Yeah. I mean that dude.
Yeah.
I think I think like I said earlier, I don't know how this turned into a Clippers podcast, but
yeah. Right.
Shout out the red and gold.
Yeah,
Shout out Chuck Condor,
by the way.
I think next year is his last year as a Clipper, because it's only a 2-year guarantee.
Yeah.
And I think at that point, I wouldn't be surprised if he goes somewhere where he is. He'll only be like 30, but his body's like 37, where he would be kind of the third option, where he can just play behind a shooter or two.
Do you think his body like that, or that's just kind of how he plays? I mean, he's not fast.
But he gets last like 3 years now, even though they won the title against the Warriors, I get it. The Warriors were the Santa Cruz Warriors at that point. Whatever. His body breaks down and he's missing like 20 games a year for rest anyway. I think he would be much better going forward as not the star guy. But that's
I don't think his agent thinks that though. And so he's gonna get star guy money. And well, if you're gonna get star guy money, then you better be this fucking star guy on the team.
You know? We'll see. I could see Kawhi, if that is a problem, he will dictate where he wants to go.
Yeah.
And if he wants to go to a place where someone else could be the big bright shining star and he could just kind of hide off in the shadows, I think he might take that over money.
Guess what? That's not gonna be Portland.
That's 100% Portland.
Yeah.
Book it right now. Kawhi and Portland.
He ain't signing with Portland.
Book it. He loved – he'd sit there with the rain, being all gloomy.
What dream world are you living in where Kawhi Leonard signs with the Blazers as a free agent?
It's done. It's locked in now. It's done.
all that money everyone Portland has to give to free agents.
Everyone too. Will be gone, but he'll be there. Yeah. CJ will be gone. Dirk will be there. He'll be gone. But.
I do wonder how much LeBron is enjoying all this, you know, because the common theme was that Kawhi really dicked the Lakers by moving around meetings and eventually at the last second not signing. So all the Lakers could get was Danny Green. And now LeBron's going to win a title and Kawhi's team is in disarray.
Oh, LeBron's loving all this. Yeah. All the hate, everyone's saying he's washed. He's just going to – this is like a, you know, what a celebration these next three games because they're going to fucking sweep them. Unless Duncan Robinson, you know, makes, you know, 40 a night.
Jamison Crowder hits like 8.
Crowder. They're going to get swept. So he's just going to milk this for as much as he wants. It's on
one thing I've really enjoyed since probably they went up 3-1 against the Nuggets, even though there was some talk, oh, here come the Nuggets, got them right where they want them. Is all the typical people that you would expect online, and not even Skip Bayless, but like someone more local, like an Aaron Fentress. All these guys that have to protect Michael Jordan. Once the Lakers went up 3-1, and at that point you kind of realize, well, the Lakers are going to win it.
Yeah,
they haven't even clinched the West, and all these guys are working on these series. Oh. Three teams of titles. That's not impressive. Bill Russell never hopped teams. People are like, he played in the '60s and
free agency wasn't a thing until
1989. So that doesn't really work.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson never switched teams. He was drafted in L.A. with Kareem. Why would he?
Why would you ever switch teams? Yeah.
What? And then got James Worthy and people with him too. It's like,
it's just these arguments. And they'll be like, well, I mean, he went to Cleveland with a perfect situation.
Michael Jordan switched teams. He went to the Wizards to win a championship. Everybody knows.
And I'm like, Kyrie Irving has never won a damn thing outside. Kevin Love is an albatross now. Like,
have these people not been watching LeBron?
Of course they have.
It's protecting
Jordan.
He is so good in these playoffs. He is so good. And as a guy who is his age, to be able to physically do the things that he's been doing, it's fucking incredible. Because even Jordan, like you watch Jordan towards the end of his career, he was like a shell. He's shooting fadeaway jumpers, which he got really, really good at.
Jordan was in his 40s, wasn't he, for the Wiz?
He's not flying above the rim. Like LeBron is head at rim level when he goes up and dunks. Like he's like one of the most incredible physical specimens we've ever seen play basketball, and he's killing it, and his team is winning. So fucking get over yourselves. Like I'm so tired of the LeBron hate, man.
I get
hating LeBron because he's a Laker. Like because I hate the Lakers. Everybody here hates the Lakers. But like, he's let's fucking own up to what we're watching, man. He's so good.
I was gonna say I knew this championship was done, and I think it was in the either start of the second or end of the first, where LeBron's like swatting dudes and staring them down, and dunking on dudes and getting like and ones and like mean mugging people. He's going as hard as he can.
Yeah.
These four games.
Once he didn't get that MVP, he's like, "Oh, y'all forgot. Okay." I'm going to show you. I'm going to get another ring. I'm not going to say shit the whole time. I'm just going to show you the ring when this is all over. Put it on my middle finger because I got more than, you know, I got a few now. And I'm going to hold it up and y'all can kick rocks. That's what I would.
Well, we'll be pretty close. I think game four is on Tuesday. So King can have a celebration on Thursday when they win.
I like it. Your Lakers.
My Lakers.
Yep.
For them blue and gold, baby.
All right, real quick.
I am just one last thing on the Lakers.
Sure.
I am disappointed at how quickly Laker fans have retreated from the Kobe LeBron stuff. Now, even they see this is inevitable.
Yeah.
Like they, they've retired that talk temporarily. I was so look because even this year you would see them fighting online, Kobe guy and LeBron guy for the Lakers. I'm disappointed they've given it up.
We want to fight to the bitter end of that.
Yes, it was entertainment.
They hated that they signed LeBron so much when they signed LeBron.
I mean, they literally vandalized murals.
They did. The murals, yeah.
they spray painted, "We don't want you." Okay.
Sure.
Sure.
And in these times, yikes.
Jesus. I work with a Laker guy, and he's finally admitting that, you know what? Trading like Lonzo Ball and Ingram and Josh Hart, you know, for maybe that was a good trade.
You think?
Was he all fired up about that?
It was a terrible trade. They got fleeced.
Yeah, what fleeced. Was the Laker fan loving Ingram as much as they did?
He's good.
He's okay.
He is good. I'd ship his ass out for AD still.
Oh, yeah.
But the other two, Josh Hart and Lonzo Ball or Julius Randle, whatever. Yeah, I mean, this is the fan base that thought Julius Randle was the new Shaq like 3 years ago. So.
Yeah.
The Shaq, even more like the Barkley because he's like 6'6".
6'6". Yeah.
He's like half a Zach Randolph.
Actually the best comparison is Z-Bo.
Yeah.
But left not hand, as tall.
Left-handed, not athletic really. Could put points up sometimes. Yeah.
That's about all he had.
I do feel bad a little bit for like NBA execs in a way because the ratings for the finals are going to be bad.
You, Trumpster over here.
No, because it's going to be a blowout. They wanted Boston in LA, yeah. And they got the Heat. And if this was normal time where LA, Miami, Pat Riley goes back to LA, LeBron goes back to Miami, that has sizzle.
Oh yeah.
Pat Riley's not even in the building because he's in a high risk group. Like, yeah. just not. And I'm not. It's not even a joke.
No, it's real.
Yeah. It's just the juice isn't there. So as soon as the Celtics went out, you know, Adam Silver was like, "Well, hopefully LeBron can get us like 9 million viewers a night because no one cares about Jimmy Butler."
No.
It's like that NBA draft kind of right around the corner, ain't it?
I have no idea. It's in November.
I think it's
in early November.
Yeah.
Speaking of Trump.
NBA draft? Trump?
Does he got the Rona? Have you seen the news?
Oh, he definitely has the Rona.
Yeah, his top aide. Yeah.
Well, I know, but
if he didn't have the Rona, they would have came out instantly.
That's why I think he might have it. I mean, he's the most tested man in the world.
Yep.
And they're like, well, we gotta wait a minute on this one.
You think Trump's on that like 5-day test where they finally get the back of the results?
Yeah, yeah. No. He's been doing daily rapid tests for 4 months, and today all of a sudden, you know what? There's been a hang up at Quest Diagnostics. It was supposed to ship to Denver, went to Seattle. You know how this works.
If they cancel a debate,
I was gonna say they're just waiting to. They're waiting how to spin it. That's what they're doing. Waiting to spin it. Spin doctors over here just waiting around.
The same week where we're postponing NFL games, we're postponing presidential debates because of COVID. That would be fucking poetry. If Trump gets COVID, that would be poetry. Well, ain't that some shit? According to Twitter about 10 minutes ago. So it's weird because I imagine I'm being conflicted with what a lot of people are going to be conflicted with in the next day or so. You don't want to wish COVID on anybody because, you know, it's really bad for you, especially if you're an old person, but Trump has COVID and his wife has COVID and he was kind of a dick about COVID for a while. He called it a hoax. He called it a Democrat hoax. And now he has COVID. According to his own Twitter account, he says he and his wife have contracted COVID. They're going to beat it together, yada, yada, yada. Thoughts? Do we have thoughts? Are we a sports podcast? Should we?
Sounds like he's just going to hide in his basement. Live life, Donald. You can't be scared forever living in your house. Get out and live. Eat in a restaurant, you Corona bro.
Should we leave it at that?
Yes.
That sums it up well.
Okay. Let's get to the NFL. Who is worse, the New York Giants or the New York Jets?
Oof, nice.
I have unique perspective because I am a 49ers fan, and I have seen them in back-to-back weeks over the last couple of weeks. Now, mind you, the Jets have since played one more game than the Giants, a game they lost to the 0-3 Broncos, no longer 0-3, obviously, tonight.
Yeah, but and quarterbacked by who? Who led this vaunted Broncos offense to 37 points?
Brett Rippin.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
I think his dad could have scored 3 touchdowns tonight.
Yeah.
That's how bad the Jets are.
He's like 60-year-old. No, it's his uncle.
Uncle?
Yeah, his 60-year-old uncle rolls out in presumably a wheelchair because he's an NFL veteran in his 60s or whatever. he still could have thrown for 3 touchdowns against this Jets team. So I'll say, though, the Giants last week against San Francisco's second and third stringers, that is one of the worst like NFL performances I've seen in my life. And I've watched a lot of bad football. You know, the Niners in the after they got rid of Garcia and then, you know, T.O. left, you know, they had Frank Gore, but Frank Gore was the only guy they had. Like Andy Lee, their punter, was their MVP. So I've seen some really bad football over the years. Like that Giants team is fucking terrible, like across the board. Like Daniel Jones is okay. He's athletic, but he can't make any good throws. Like their play against the run was okay. Until it wasn't, and they gave up a touchdown, like 2 touchdown runs, like one to Jet McKinnon, the third string running back for the 49ers, and then Brandon Ayuk, a rookie wide receiver on an end around. They give up. Jeff Wilson Jr. scored 2 touchdowns against the Giants defense. Jeff Wilson Jr., the fourth string running back, the fucking guy they signed to the practice squad this week. I don't even know his name. Got like 3 carries for the Niners against the Giants.
I tell you what,
Deion Jordan got a fumble recovery and a sack against the Giants. Deion Jordan had not played an NFL snap since the Seahawks. I think he played a couple years ago. He had a snap or something like that. He was signed from the practice squad this week. And he got a sack and a fumble recovery against the Giants. Like, they are garbage. Like, truly garbage.
Even with Saquon.
They were bad.
They are bad. You know, you lose your best player, that's going to hurt your squad. But this squad might not have won a game still. I mean, they might have got, like, one with, you know, Saquon just has a monster game. Mm-hmm. They fluke out a win, probably against the Jets.
Because they're the NFL, and, like, teams in the NFL can fluke out and have a big win because they have, you know, the best players from college teams across the country. Like, you have really good talent on any NFL squad. But this Giants team is so fucking bad. I can't get over it. Like, you know, they were kind of sticking with the Niners. But, like, Nick Mullins led them on – like. Every drive the 49ers, they didn't punt against the Giants. Nick Mullins, as your starting quarterback, throws for 300 yards. His rating is over 100, and the Niners don't punt against you. Like you are a trash franchise if that is the case.
It would have been a nice week to have Garoppolo and Mostert playing, I'll say that.
Right. Like fantasy-wise?
That would have been fantastic. Yeah.
So the Niners, by the way, apparently getting Kittle and Deebo Samuel back this week. So that should, you know, help against the Eagles, who are also terrible. So I don't know. But anyway, so and you know, you watch the Giants tonight and, you know, in previous weeks, at least the Jets are keeping it close. I mean, they're, you know, they played the Broncos tonight. The Broncos are much like the 49ers. Like most of their starting roster is injured and you know they're down to their third string quarterback Brett Rippon. But at least the Jets are being competitive. You know, they were with the Niners for a little bit as well, but the fucking Giants aren't even close.
I don't know why they are still playing Darnold. He is not good.
Not good. Yeah, he's never
I mean, they have Flacco. He's not great. He's old, but he's got to be able to do better than Darnold. I mean, they've scored – they had a, you know, a breakout game tonight. They scored 28 points. I think the high in the three games before, I think they had 17
yeah.
in week one.
By the way, rewind – and actually think about that statement you just said. Like, Flacco has got to be better than Darnold. Is a sentence that just came out of your mouth. Like, yeah. if you're a Jets fan in 2020, how fucking depressed does that make you?
Jeez, how depressed is everyone in the Northeast there? I mean, you're the Bills fan now? The 3-0 Bills? Is everyone just jumping aboard the Bills train?
Yeah, I know you can't become a Patriots fan. Like, that can't be a thing.
No, you can't.
I like watching the Patriots now, by the way. I kind of like them with Cam better than I like them with Brady. I don't know. Cam is – he's playing well for them.
I hate Cam.
I get why people hate him.
And it's only because of fantasy. Because I had Christian McCaffrey for his first 2 years, and Cam would try to run the ball like he's doing now.
Yeah.
Did you see like that fucking fourth down when they needed a touchdown to win? Yeah. What are we going to run? We're going to run a fucking Cam run play. Yeah.
Well, you got Rex Burkhead on your fantasy roster?
I got Sony Michel.
I got James White. James White, his like family member died and he missed two games.
Parents. Or at least one of them died.
Yeah, it was like his dad or something. Yeah. That's fair. You got any hot New York football takes, Kay?
I don't.
He's a fucking Chiefs fan. He doesn't have any opinions.
He's coasting.
I look down on all y'all.
By the way, the fucking Chiefs just handling Lamar Jackson the way they did.
I think Vegas for the free money trying to say the Chiefs are a 3-point underdog. Thank you, Vegas.
Yeah, right.
God. Freest money.
Has Vegas gotten it wrong more than that one? Because Vegas generally, like, if you see that line, like Chiefs, you know, 3-point underdog to the Ravens, you're like, what am I missing here? And then usually the game happens, you're like, okay, I guess Vegas, fuck, that's why they're Vegas. That's why they, like, own all of our money. And then this one, the fucking, it wasn't even a contest, man. Like, Lamar Jackson looked legitimate terrible against that defense.
He looked bad. He was bad. He was just – what, he averaged like 1.8 yards per pass or something? It was really bad.
I mean, he did average like 10 to 15, I think, on running.
Yeah.
But when you're down 2-3 touchdowns, that's not going to get you back in the game very fast.
No. They looked good on the first drive, those Ravens. Okay. Then I think they settled for a field goal and it was over.
Yeah. That's even with fucking Butker not being able to make a kick.
Oh, yeah, he left 4 points on the field. Yeah.
what I see today, like Mahomes and Russell Wilson have the exact same numbers or something like that.
No, I think Wilson is putting up stupid numbers right now.
Yeah. It's weird because you have you're going to have – like Mahomes is going to finish with one of the best seasons in NFL history as a quarterback. But Russell Wilson – is going to be somehow better. Like Russell Wilson is like, I mean, I know we're only three games in. He's on like pace to be have the best single season ever as a quarterback. Like you cannot, and I'm a Niners fan saying this, you cannot fuck with Russell Wilson. Like if he doesn't win MVP this year, if things continue, obviously.
See, you're falling into the trap.
No, we have a whole bunch of season left.
You've led me to my next point.
Sure.
Go on, then I'll interrupt you. Then go on.
Well, he doesn't win MVP.
Well, you just shut your mouth.
In year three of being a starter, the NFL is bored with Mahomes. He has entered. Yeah. He's not getting MVP unless he absolutely has to get MVP.
No.
So the narrative. No. The narrative.
Because they're bored with Russell Wilson until this year.
No, because Russell Wilson is boring.
What does Russell Wilson have to do, though?
No, see, you're falling into the trap. People, Oh, for 8 years, he never got an MVP vote. Well, for 6 years, he was a game manager. What are you talking about?
No.
Yes, he's great now. But you want to know what? They got to score 40 every week.
That's what. That's why he's MVP. Because they
week one. Week one, Chiefs play the Texans. Game over at halftime.
Yep.
Week two, the Chargers just have the Chiefs number. Chiefs come back and win, but it just is what it is. This week, Mahomes was silly. Four touchdowns through the air. One on the ground against the best team in the NFL, the MVP, Lamar Jackson. They're revolutionizing the game. Game over. And people are just bored of him already. They're just bored of him. All Russell Wilson has to do is go 10-6. He's going in the MVP. His stats ultimately don't matter. He's been disrespected for so long. He's going to win it no matter what.
No.
See, that's fine because I am dribbling down my shorts at the prospect of a Seattle Chiefs playoff game, Super Bowl, because Super the Chiefs Bowl, are dropping 50 on that Seahawks. It's literally the worst defense in the NFL statistically.
See, that's the thing. Mahomes is going to have probably the equivalent of two games worth of where they're up so much, he's not trying to really score. Wilson is throwing and trying to score to the last second of every game.
And Wilson's playing great. I do want to say that. He is playing great.
It sounds like you're saying the opposite. I'm glad you said
it. I'm just putting it out there that their situations are a little different.
Mahomes is too good that he's not going to win the MVP.
Yeah.
That's a fair assessment.
It's like after three straight years of LeBron winning it, they're like, you know what, we got to give it to Derrick Rose. Like, we're done with this guy. Jesus.
This is the Antetokounmpo over LeBron argument.
Well, it's kind of why.
And what's going to be great is so last week the Chiefs destroy the Ravens. Mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson, get out of here. I don't want to hear you in tier one until you win a fucking playoff. Just get out of my life, Lamar Jackson. This week they're playing the Patriots. Cam Newton reborn. Bill Belichick. He's always got something up his sleeve. The Chiefs generally drop like 40 on the Patriots. Like
they're dropping 40 on everybody.
But it's gonna be great because after this week, I don't have to hear any doubters for a while. Like you said, I'm just coasting.
By the way, what happened against the Chargers? Like how was that game close?
Because their scheme is built. They just rush three or four. And they get pressure with them. And then they just drop guys into zone and just say, throw it, you know. Because you can't play the Chiefs man-to-man.
No.
You can't. Because you're either going to get burnt deep or you're just going to give up 9-yard slants and outs the entire game.
Or little dunks to Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah, I mean, And I don't even think they're fully clicking yet. Now, against the Ravens, they were.
Yes, they did.
I was cringing every time Mahomes got the ball because someone's going to get fantasy points.
Yeah. By the way, because numbers do matter in the MVP race, Russell Wilson right now, 925 yards, 14 touchdowns, one interception, 139 rating. And Mahomes is 898 yards, 9 scores, 0 picks, 114 rating. Those two guys combined, those are bonkers numbers. Like bonkers numbers. But Russell Wilson with 14 touchdowns through 3 games is fucking insane.
And it should have been 15. Fucking DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
Do it in the playoffs, Russ. Do it in the playoffs.
I mean, he has.
When he had to put up 14 points, they would win. I mean, I'm just saying.
Defense was a whole team's at 17.
Since the Legion of Boom dissolved, they're losing to the Cowboys in the playoffs. I'm just gonna leave that there.
All right, I'm tired of talking about the Seahawks. We're changing.
For as great as Russell Wilson is, he's lost to the Cowboys and the Falcons in the playoffs. Let's just.
We're no longer talking about the Seahawks because I'm tired of talking about the Seahawks. Fuck
it. Touchdown Seahawks!
Yeah. Let's do our list. What is our list?
In honor of President Jimmy Carter's 95th birthday today. 95. We are doing our top three Carters of all time.
Yeah, boy.
We're adding sound effects this week.
Yeah.
I was like, what was that?
Top three Carters.
What's our, who's starting? I'll start.
I'll start.
My number three is Nick Carter of Backstreet Boys fame. Oh, yeah. You ain't fucking with Backstreet Boys unless you're NSYNC, because NSYNC is better than Backstreet Boys. But
not even remotely. BSB is better.
Woo!
Backstreet's back, right?
That's an extremely hot take. We grew up.
NSYNC was just Justin Timberlake, and that because now people think of NSYNC and they're like, yeah, the Timberlake guy, bringing sexy back. No, that was not an NSYNC song. That was.
Does Backstreet Boys have an astronaut on their roster? I don't fucking think so. So have a Nick Carter. Walk that one back.
BSB's better. It's just Lance empirical back. Data.
That's it, Lance. You just don't like gay people. That's what it is.
Easy there.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right. I guess I'll go here. My number three. Yeah. My number three all-time favorite Carter is Gary Carter. Because he hit with a skull cap on his head. And that's as cool as you can get in baseball.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
You don't care about that ear. Get that ear flap out of here.
Yeah.
And wear this, like,
yeah,
barely covering the top of your head piece of plastic. It makes you look like a fucking doofus.
The minimum requirement for batting helmet. Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you on that.
My number three all-time Carter, Coach Carter. Help the kids.
Y'all actually watch that movie?
He did help the kids, didn't he?
Did
you guys actually watch that movie?
I've seen it.
It's my number three, so of course I have.
I've never seen that movie.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Ski, you have seen that movie?
I have seen Coach Carter.
Wow. I mean, you're a big movie guy, so that kind of makes sense, but
there wasn't one I was like engulfed in by any means, but you know.
Oh, have you guys seen?
I watched it.
So locally, Cinemark, the one in Springfield, the theater in Springfield, have you seen what they're showing right now?
A lot of retro things, right?
A lot of retro, like Empire Strikes Back for three showings. They're showing that Akira movie, the anime movie, all sorts of.
Like, I kind of feel that's the superior movie theater as well.
It is.
The real nice, like, leather big reclining chairs.
Big, comfortable chairs, yep.
They don't got the – I don't think they have the IMAX, you know, for some things are better than IMAX, but for just seeing a comedy or, you know, anything that
or a movie from the 80s.
Yeah, way better place to watch.
Yeah, anyway, my number two is Vince Carter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't need to talk about why Vince Carter's cool. He's still playing, right? He didn't retire.
He retired.
Yeah.
Just retired. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
As an Atlanta Hawk, I believe.
Number two.
Yep. All right. My number two is the 2012 classic, John Carter.
And I assume you actually have seen that movie too.
I have as well. Yes. Yeah,
okay. That's the one. Who's the star of that movie again?
Taylor Kitsch and
Kitsch, that's like, right, yeah.
Willem Dafoe's in it.
Yeah, and it's based on a really popular book.
It was a book, yeah.
But the movie was apparently just trash.
It was not very good.
You liked it, though.
No, I never said that. I said I've seen it.
Kind of did. It's your number two Carter. Man.
Well, this is just Carter's.
Okay.
It's the best movie. It's better than King's Carter, that's for sure.
A lot of trash movies with Carter.
Mine was a coach.
Yes, I mean, it was in the title. Yes, he was. All right, what you got, man?
My number two, Carter. Linda Carter.
Yeah.
Oh, thing didn't work this time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got no arguments there. That might affect the trivia coming up here.
But.
We'll see. My number one, Jay-Z. Because Jay-Z.
You're crazy for this one, kid.
Yeah. It's a rock. Ha! Holla! Whatever happened to Dame Dash?
I'm pretty sure they had a very ugly breakup.
Well, he
and now he's like poor.
Wasn't he like dating Aaliyah when she died or something too?
I feel like everyone dated Aaliyah, and it was really creepy and rapey and incestuous.
Well, the R. Kelly one was because she was literally 16 at the time. Yeah, I think he was, and then she died, and then he like dropped off the face of the earth. Never heard from him again. Basically, that was a rough run for him. He like has a. You know, his woman dies and then he is no longer associated with Jay-Z, which is where all of his money comes from.
Yeah, it's probably not a smart thing to bite the hand that feeds you.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's my number one.
All right, my number one all-time Carter is James Carter. You guys know who that is?
I got nothing.
James Carter is the character from Rush Hour.
Oh. Okay.
I was saying if you guys had that.
That's a good pull, man.
If you guys had any idea that was Chris Tucker's character in it.
I had no idea. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you saw that movie?
It's been a little while. I remember they're in the mix. They're supposed to be making a fourth installment with like 80-year-old Jackie Chan in it. And
I'll watch Jackie Chan in any movie. That's not true, because he's made some really bad ones. But I'll watch Jackie Chan in a Rush Hour movie if it comes out, 100%.
I mean, old.
They need to make another Shanghai movie, because Shanghai Nights is legit great. Love that movie.
It's a big Owen Wilson fan.
Wow. Ooh. Wow. All right, what's your one, dude?
My number one Carter of all time, Maverick Carter. He runs the NBA, man.
What?
He runs the NBA.
Maverick Carter?
Look him up, bro.
I mean, I'll Google him right now.
I mean, people think Adam Silver runs the league. It is not Adam Silver.
Maverick Carter? Who the fuck is Maverick Carter?
How do you not know who Maverick Carter is?
I don't know.
Husky?
I don't know who Maverick Carter is either.
Never heard of that person.
Never heard of him.
He lurks in the shadows. He pulls all the strings.
He's an American businessman and media personality from Akron. Is he like LeBron's friend or something?
Okay. That is correct. Yeah. He's the one who like starts a sports agency and signs Anthony Davis, and then 4 months later, hey, you're with my buddy LeBron. Ain't that weird?
Okay, so he's like deep shadow running the NBA.
He is. He used to be World Wide West, and now it's Maverick Carter.
I like it. Well, we're all learning something here.
I was going to say Carter Blackburn, to be honest, but
that would have been a better one.
I like
I just
that.
Want, I know. I just want to see if any of you guys knew who Maverick Carter was.
I miss Carter Blackburn, actually.
What's he doing now? Do you know?
He used to do all the Pac-12 games, and now he does he does another conference, basically, for CBS or something.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He gets those sweet Marshall and Army games on CBS Sports Network. Yep.
And back in the day, he'd do the Pac-12 games with, like, Heward every week. He was teamed up with Heward, like, every week.
Now Heward does the NFL.
He does? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice step up.
Is it?
Sure.
I mean, as an announcer, yes. Well, I mean, in prestige, I would assume.
Yeah.
I would say money as well.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I bet he gets paid way more to do that.
Yeah. But, well, because here's the thing is he's doing NFL games for Fox. He's going to be, like, perpetually calling Eagles Redskins games from hell. But when he was doing ESPN games, I guess with that comes the appearances on
College
Football Daily. Yeah. You know,
I can see that.
I bet that's all tied into the contract, though. Like, he has to do a certain amount of...
I guess I would imagine he gets paid more by ESPN, but he's also doing way more work.
Fuck. If your job is to do one game a week and that's it, and you're doing the NFL and you're getting paid enough to be happy, like, oh, I'm taking that all day.
I mean, why do you think Joe Buck's been doing it for like 40 years?
Yeah, but he gets the big game. I mean, he's not.
That is true. I mean,
and by the way, Joe Buck is doing these games right now from his house too. Like he's so good at doing these games and making it seem like he's actually there. Like, but he's literally in his den calling these games right
now. Well, did you see? It was probably like first month of COVID, maybe the second month of COVID, where like there's been no sports, there's nothing.
Yeah.
And he did like some play by play calling of this person, like dumped a bunch of marbles down this little track that he made. Yeah. And he did the play by play call of that.
Yeah. Actually, I'm not sure that's true, by the way, because I think the NFL guys are actually having them at the stadiums now.
Because I think it depends on the booth, but I think Buck is. Because I remember when they called a Saints game earlier this year. I say that like the season isn't just 3 weeks old, but
right.
Troy Aikman stood up and was like, people were aghast because he was taller than the plexiglass divider, slobbering all over Buck.
Yeah. That sounds like their dynamic, by the way.
Would you rather be Pac-12 announcer guy for ESPN, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or 1 p.m. slot CBS guy where you're doing Titans and Jaguars every week?
Titans, Jaguars every week.
Oh, I think you're insane.
Yeah. NFL is just better. Like, it just
get that Pac-12 after dark game on ESPN.
But see, you're finishing up work at like midnight as opposed to finishing up work at like 4:30, and then you're just done for the week until maybe Thursday when you meet for prep. It's like that works for me.
Ugh, yuck.
Yeah, we got the game's not great, but it's the NFL.
I guess.
So there's more interest.
I'm conflicted that my NFL team is so good, I have to care about the NFL.
Yes. Yeah. You're over it. All right, let's do Carter trivia. I have trivia based on the name Carter. And the first question is already out because you said Linda Carter earlier.
Wonder Woman.
Yes, she is. That is an X on that one. So we have 9 questions. So one of y'all better win this one quick. who won last week? I got no idea. I never pay attention to that. I should write it down, but I don't.
I think it was wrestling.
Yeah.
Hey, Ski, for the win, what does WWE stand for?
Fuck you. All right, Ski, you're first. Lil Wayne is famously a Carter, named a billion albums after it. What is Lil Wayne's first name?
Dwayne.
It is. How did you know that? Or I had no idea.
Dwayne, because I was looking up Carters, and that was Lil Wayne's a Carter, right? So I ran across that name. Did not make my top 3, though.
All right, King. Get Carter is a movie that was remade in 2000, starred Sylvester Stallone. Who starred in the original movie in 1971?
Jack Palance.
Incorrect.
That's a great guess, though. He would kill it.
Yeah, in that good movie. Stuff. All right, Ski.
Correct answer is Michael Caine, though.
That is correct.
Yes.
what year was this?
1971.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Michael watching Caine. Movies from the 70s.
Yeah, I actually watched that one Netflix once. Just because it's a classic. And Michael Caine's great.
Michael Caine.
Ski, Jimmy Carter was a president. I dare you to prove me wrong. What state was he the governor of before he became president?
Man.
Same state he was born in.
That really narrows it down for me.
Helping you out here.
He feels like he would be... I'm going to say Nebraska.
Incorrect. King, your options. Georgia, Tennessee, South Carolina.
Georgia.
That is correct. Nice work.
I had Georgia and Virginia in my head, so you helped me out there.
All right, King. Vince Carter, famous for his time with the Raptors to begin his career, which team drafted him?
Warriors.
That is correct. 2-2. We're in trouble. I'm in trouble. You'll see. Ski, what is the name of the Marvel TV show that aired on ABC from 2015 to 2016?
Agent Carter?
Yes.
Oh, that was just a guess.
Nice work. All right, King. This NFL Hall of Famer in the top five all-time receptions, receiving touchdowns, despite being cut by the Eagles early in his career for ecstasy, cocaine, and marijuana issues. Who it?
Chris Carter.
That's correct.
Is that all he does is catch touchdowns?
That's all he does.
Catch touchdowns and apparently do ecstasy and cocaine. Yep. While with the
Eagles. Nose beers.
Yep. All right, Ski. This singer/actor got his start when he was 10 years old and opened up for the Backstreet Boys in 97. Then signed to Jive, released a triple platinum album at 13 years old. Then made his acting debut on Lizzie McGuire in 2001. He has since been arrested for marijuana twice and filed a restraining order against his girlfriend last year for threatening to stab him. Who is it?
Am I no more as an actor or a singer?
Ooh, probably singer. Yeah.
I don't know. Nick Carter. It's the only Nick Carter I know.
Incorrect. Your options, King. Nick Carter, Charlie Carter, or Aaron Carter?
Oh, it's Aaron.
It is Aaron.
I'm pretty sure the girlfriend that Aaron stabbed, they're back together. Mm. And she's a porn star, so now he's doing porn.
Ooh, good for him.
Pretty sure that's the new thing, is he's becoming a porn star.
All right. So this is, let's see, King, you have a chance to win it here. This actress starred in Designing Women, Different Strokes, then made appearances on Desperate Housewives towards the end of her life. Who is it?
Oh. I can see her Designing Women. What a show.
It's on Hulu right now, by the way.
This bugs me. Deborah Carter.
Nope. Your options, Ski. Nell Carter, Delta Carter, or Dixie Carter?
I'm trying to throw a loop with the Delta Carter. It ain't that. It's got to be Dixie Carter.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Yep. That's correct.
Delta Burke, I think, was the other
was
one.
Was Delta Burke.
Yeah. It was close. I had the D. I was close.
Shit. So we're tied at four now.
Hey, props to us. We got all of them correct so far.
One of y'all is going to get this one for sure. Jay-Z got with Beyonce 8 years ago. They had a daughter. The daughter has won a BET award for the song Brown Skin Girl from the Lion King soundtrack she was on with her mom. What is their daughter's name?
Blue Ivy?
Yeah. Was that your guess, though? Because I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
Hey, Ski, what's her name?
I will be honest here. I was just going to say Ivy Carter. Okay. I was not going to say Blue Ivy.
So are we giving this to King then?
Yes. If you would have given me Ivy Carter, it had to be Blue Ivy Carter.
No, you got this one, King.
I know, but I blew it. I blew it.
It's okay. Look at you, Ski. I'm proud of you. This is diplomacy. I mean, you know, if only we could see our elected officials act this way when they're, you know, having debates and whatnot. It's really a beautiful thing. I think we should model our government after this podcast. That's what I think. It's really a beautiful thing. All right, we got anything else before we go? Clayton Kershaw just led the Dodgers to the NLDS.
Good for Clayton. I hope they win it.
I don't.
But I'm happy for him.
Yes.
I also saw this stat before.
Clayton Kershaw. Ruggedly handsome, right?
Yeah, he's got the beard, I guess. Ruggedly.
Is he more ruggedly handsome? or SoCal Surfer.
I would say SoCal Surfer.
But see, I think that's influenced by the fact that for 10 years we've seen palm trees behind him. Mm-hmm. I think he's a guy you drive your car, your radiator blows up in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Pull into a wooden shack, and there's the guy. Clayton Kershaw pulls out that handkerchief.
Washes his hands.
On his brow. His hat's all sweat stained. See, I think he's
what seems to be the problem here, ma'am? You look like you got a radiator leak going on there. Well,
pop that machine to get you a Coke. I got
you. What? Bring that car. Sit down a spell, and we'll get you all fixed up.
So if we're talking Texas Ranger Kershaw, let's say, you know, like he might, because then that's how they work. You know, like Roy Oswalt, and he'll play with the Astros. You know, are kind of redneck.
He is from Texas.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
But the hair, the blonde hair, long blonde hair, being in L.A. He gives off the surfer vibes.
He does.
He should have longer hair for that. But
for people that Dodger that team.
So here's another stat before we go. Fernando Tatis Jr., Will Myers, the second pair of teammates with multiple home runs in a postseason game since Ruth and Gehrig did it 88 years ago today. So the first teammates with multiple homers in a postseason game since Ruth and Gehrig. Your San Diego Padres, team of destiny, until they lose, which they eventually will because they're the Padres.